Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I'm all over social media, y'all. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. And the point of my platform is to spread awareness about this disorder and also validate the victims and survivors of the abuse that comes from this disorder sometimes. So today's episode is going to be about what to do if you see a narcissist in public. I got an inbox recently. Someone wanted to know, like, if you have to see your ex-narcissist in a public event, in a public setting, how should you react? And I'm just speaking from my own perspective because I've actually been in this situation before where I was like in a club or a bar or something like that, and one of my people I used to talk to was there. And typically, I would just, you know, narcissists, it depends on how the relationship ended, I would say. So if you were the one to discard a narcissist, or I mean, it really don't depend. It really doesn't matter. I would always say, hi, bye, keep it moving. Don't try to, I mean, don't go out of your way to run around. If they know you're there and you know that they are there and y'all make eye contact, don't retreat. Because narcissists want to feel powerful. They literally want to feel like they have some type of power over you, regardless of who was discarded. So if I were to see you in a club or a bar or a social setting, a social event, like a real estate event or some kind of, you know, business meeting or something like that, I would want you to see me, know I'm there. And I want you to feel the presence, feel my presence. I want you to avoid me. I would want you to run away, retreat, because that would save me from having to speak to you, because I'm not going to hunt you down. Some people will. Some narcissists will literally hunt you down to find you and make sure that you know that they are doing better than you. But in a lot of circumstances, the opposite exists, where they just want you, they want you to see them, and they want you to feel the presence and assume that they are doing better. Especially if they have a significant other, you have a significant other, there's going to be some competition there. They want you to see how much better they are doing than you, significant otherwise. You know what I mean? So it gives the narcissist some semblance of power if you retreat away. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying go out of your way to go speak to them. Just like go over and talk about life and family and kids and all that jazz right there. That's completely, completely unnecessary. But if the situation arises, a hi and a bye. It's all it takes. Hi, bye. And there's nothing else to it. You don't want to get too involved into a conversation that can end up getting you hoovered back in. Or a conversation that could be literally end up with your feelings hurt. Either way, you know what I mean? Because if you, a long-winded conversation could be awkward. You know what I mean? Y'all end up dating again, or one of y'all's feelings end up being hurt. This is why I say hi, bye, keep it cordial, and keep it moving. Because if you go, if like, let's say y'all are at a social setting and there's a bunch of your mutual friends there. And a lot of times, you know, when a narcissistic relationship ends, there's a smear campaign launched. So if they have spread rumors about you, they made you seem like they painted you out to be this terrible person, and you are like, and they all see you avoiding them, you running away, that kind of makes it true. That kind of makes the rumors true. Because like, damn, look at her. Like, she really is avoiding you. So all that stuff you said about her must be true, or vice versa. All the stuff that you said about him must be true for them to avoid you like that. So if you come over there, I mean, if we bump into each other, hi, bye, keep it moving, that kind of dispels the rumors. That kind of just like that. Like, all this stuff you said about her, like, she just spoke to you like nothing happened. And you now have to work harder to keep that rumors going or whatever is going on, you know, in that situation. So I would say, hi, bye, and keep it, like I said, keep it moving. And if y'all share kids together, totally, of course, it's totally different. If you separated, you know, married but separated, the situation is going to be a little bit different. But if it's just like your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend or something like that, and y'all have been done for a while or recently, you just keep it moving. Be cordial. Like, cordialness is a weapon against a narcissist, because they don't expect you to be cordial. They expect you to run away and flee and retreat from the sight of
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Of us. Like, literally, that's 100% it right there. A narcissist wants you to feel like you, just wants you to be intimidated by proxy, by just being in the same room. A lot of times, they don't even want you to show up. So if you don't even show up to an event that they, both of y'all know that the other person is going to be there, if you don't even show up to the event, that's even worse. Like, oh, she could, coward couldn't even show their face. Coward couldn't show his face. You know what I mean? They can even show their face here. They so embarrassed about how this ended, how bad they treated me, how terrible a person they are. They can even bother to show their face here and watch them come up with some excuse about them being sick or not, you know, being busy, too busy to come. You know what I mean? That right there gives a narcissist superpowers. But like I said, if it's still super fresh, of course, avoid it. Not worry. Don't worry about what the narcissist has to say or anything like that. But it's unavoidable. If you have to be in the same room as that person, don't go out of your way to run and hide, because that makes the event awkward for you. Narcissist is cool. If you're running and hiding and avoiding me, I can move around like I can move around freely. You have to keep an eye on me. That means you're actively keeping an eye on me to see where I am. So guess what? That means to me, you're still thinking about me. You have to actively try to avoid me. You're actively going out of your way to make sure you're not within in the same vicinity as me. As opposed to a strong-willed person who doesn't give a damn, you don't care where I'm going to be at. You high and by. You high. Hey, how you doing? I'm good. How you doing? I'm doing very well. All right. Peace. Keep it moving. That is so much more powerful than retreating. You know what I mean? I'm just telling you from the narcissist perspective. I don't know what anybody else will say on the matter, the way anybody else has to say on the matter. But if you have to see them in public, or like if y'all walking down the street or something like that, and you see each other, if you run across the street, they get the narcissist power. There's power over you. You got, Oh my goodness, I'm across the street right here. You almost get hit by a car trying to cross the street to get away from him. You know what I mean? Hi and bye, keep it moving. Eye contact, peace. Hey, head nod, something. That strips the narcissist of any kind of power and lingering, like, just lingering just in our heads that we still have some type of control over you, or that you're still thinking about us. Like, look at her. She ran across the road, almost got her and her dog hit by a car. And I keep saying her, y'all, because I'm talking from my own perspective. You know what I mean? I'm a heterosexual male, he, him, you know what I mean? So I talk from my own perspective. I feel like I had to make that clear, because I'm not a man hater. I'm just not his own hair, just like painting all men as narcissists. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just talking from my own perspective, and that's my pronouns. You know what I mean? That's my, you know, this is how I set it up. You know what I mean? So, high and bye, you take the power away from that person. You just keep it moving. I'm not saying going out of your way. Like, you got to see him and smile and cheese at him. Like, hey, boy, how you doing? No, that's awkward. That's even worse. Just say hi and bye. Keep it moving. If you have to be in the same area, hey, how you doing? Bye. Good seeing you. Peace. Cordial. Cordialness is power. Keep it cordial. You know what I mean? If you have to, you don't want to make a scene, and don't try to embarrass the other person. Don't go yelling and screaming. You got some stuff to get off your chest. You don't have to have a closure conversation there. Don't try to do that in a social setting. Don't do that, because that leads to reactive abuse. And guess what? You end up yelling and screaming and making yourself look crazy. Hey, y'all see this? I was trying to avoid her, and she came up and started talking, yelling and screaming at me. I had nothing to do with this. This is all on her. This is her. This is not me. I didn't do this with R. Kelly. I didn't do this. This is crazy. Is that camera on me? This is crazy. That's stupid, y'all. This is stupid. You know what I mean? R. Kelly locked up where he needs to be at. All this craziness he's doing. That meme resonated with me. But yeah, high and by. Don't try to avoid them. Don't try to run across the street, because like I said, it gives the narcissist power. You don't want to get a narcissist power. That's control. Narcissists are all about control and all about power. So that's what it is right there. That's 100% what it is. That's 100% what it has to do with right there. High and by, your cordialness and your professionalism is your power. You can go cry in public. You can go cry later. You can go be angry later. You can go scream in the car if you need to. Get it out of your system. Don't get that narcissist that power over you. But anyways, y'all, got to cut this thing short. I truly appreciate everybody. If you're listening to this in podcast on Apple Music or Spotify, go ahead and hit me with that 5 stars. Please, please, pretty please, give me a good review. I'm so thankful for all of y'all. Like, subscribe to the channel. Mental Illness is out again. Peace.